Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Mass today here from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm Father Edward Looney, delighted to celebrate Mass with all of you today who are attending in person, listening through the radio, or watching through the Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. Tell among the nations His glory, and His wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great, and highly to be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today the Church honors Saints Timothy and Titus, who were early co-workers alongside the Apostle Paul, whose conversion we celebrated yesterday. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who adorned Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the beginning of the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy, as I recall your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and that I am confident lives also in you. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations. Among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the gospel, may your sins be wiped away. Well, today we celebrate these collaborators and co-workers of St. Paul's, Saints Timothy and Titus. And we know that in the New Testament, St. Paul writes letters to Timothy and Titus. Today we heard from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. We heard the very beginning of it. And also then there's a letter that St. Paul wrote to Titus. And, of course, Paul's letters were meant to encourage them and to help them in their ministry. In our gospel, Jesus said that if into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on them. Well, St. Paul, in writing his letter, and he does this in all of his different letters as well, the ones that we might be more familiar with, to the Corinthians or to Colossae or to the Philippians, that that he offers a greeting of peace. He says to Timothy, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." To Titus, in the beginning of his letter, he says, "Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior." So this is a common greeting of the early church to really do, as Jesus said, not only when you enter someone's house, but even in any correspondence, to wish them peace. I think what St. Paul does at the beginning of this letter today that we hear of from his letter to Timothy, his second letter, is he really gives us a good model, I think, of prayer. And again, this is something repeated in all of the different letters, that he first addresses them. He tells them, "I'm so grateful for you. I'm praying for you. I remember you in my prayers, and I know of all the good that has been done and all the good that will be done." Today, he wrote to Timothy, "I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day." It's as if Paul is saying, "Well, I intercede for you. I name you in my prayers as I pray to God." Maybe we think of our morning prayers or our night prayers, that we say individuals' names. So we say, "Lord, I ask you to bless this person." And then maybe you go through a different litany of names. And one of my friends, they always say, "I pray for you every day." And so That's what St. Paul is doing. But as he says, I remember you in my prayers night and day. Well, maybe there's another type of prayer beside just this naming, this intercessory prayer that St. Paul is doing. Because perhaps he's able to say this, I remember you in prayer night and day, because he's engaged in fasting, for example, for that person. He's fasting for Timothy so that whenever he has hunger, maybe he says, I'm praying for you. I remember you because I'm enduring these different things. And St. Paul writes at the very end that he's a prisoner for the sake of the Lord. So maybe he's remembering Timothy night and day because of all the different hardships that he endures, the beatings or whatever it is, that he's enduring it all and he's offering it for him. So maybe that's why he says, I remember you constantly. He's able to say that because of the circumstances he finds himself in. He then says, I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy as I recall your sincere faith. Now, this is the prayer of memory that St. Paul is saying, well, I know that when we journey together, that there were many moments that I'm able to recall, and they bring me great joy. And so he's giving prayer of thanks for these memories and a prayer of hope that maybe they will be together again soon. And then he addresses them, for this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. And for all of us, we know that there are common prayers to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts, renew the face of the earth. Some of these different prayers. And for St. Paul, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God through the imposition of my hands. Now, that's ordination. That's what he's talking about. But we know, too, that in confirmation, there's this imposition of hands upon the confirmand. So then also, we can say this as well, that we can stir into flame that Spirit of God in our life so that we don't have a spirit of cowardice, but rather able to claim power in the name of Christ Jesus, manifesting the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul is writing to Timothy. He writes to Titus. He prays for them. And perhaps by his example, a reminder for us today to pray for those in our life who are near and dear to our hearts. With the church throughout the world now, let us offer our prayers to God, our loving Father. We pray for Pope Francis and our church leaders that through the intercession of Saints Timothy and Titus, they will be courageous in preaching the gospel with patience and charity. We pray to the Lord. We pray for peace between Russia and Ukraine, that hostilities will cease and all political actions and initiatives will serve human fraternity rather than partisan interests. We pray to the Lord. For our president and all government leaders, that they will seek God's will in the governance of our nation, especially with regard to the protection of all human life. We pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all married couples, that they will be strengthened in love and fidelity, and for special blessings on Garen and Sandra Coulson, who were married last month, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, hear our prayers, just as you heard the prayer of Paul for his co-workers Timothy and Titus. May you give us your grace so that we might do your will each and every day through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, Lord, a mere sacrifice in your sight this day. Be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, which we bring in celebration of Saints Timothy and Titus, and in your kindness render us fully acceptable by giving us sincerity of heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saints Timothy and Titus you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of their holy life. You teach her by their words of preaching, and you keep her safe in answer to their prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and David our Bishop, and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Timothy and Titus, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him, and with him, and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. I am with you always, says the Lord. Thank you. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. May the sacraments we have received, O Lord our God, nourish in us that faith taught by the preaching of the apostles and kept safe by the labors of St. Timothy and Titus, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass, and don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary across America. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
And let us now implore the intercession of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy.
Holy Trinity, one God, Holy Mary, Saint Joseph, noble son of the house of David, light of patriarchs, husband of the mother of God, guardian of the virgin, foster father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Joseph chaste and just, Joseph prudent and brave, Joseph obedient and loyal, pattern of patience, lover of poverty, model of workers, example to parents, guardian of virgins, pillar of family life, comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits, head of Relevant Radio, protector of the church, protector of the Redeemer, servant of Christ, minister of salvation, support in difficulty, patron of refugees, patron of the afflicted, patron of the poor. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.